But this is something that's really, really interesting. I actually just learned about a concept called ghost restaurants, which is actually very popular in New York City, yeah. Boston, D.C., like metropolitan areas, yeah. where it's you're trying to start a restaurant and Manhattan, the rent might be $15,000 a month. Yeah. So it's like you don't have enough money. A
lot of overhead.
But you can start a ghost restaurant. So you was actually doing this before you knew what a ghost restaurant was, right?
Yeah, actually, I was doing it right out the crib before I knew what it was. Good brother of mine's Al came through. He was letting me know, like, man, this is a ghost restaurant. I'm like, what? He was like, yeah, this concept right here, what you're doing is a ghost restaurant. Mm. I'm like, man, break it down to me. Show me. You know, I always got to get the details.
Man, you love to learn, man. I love that about you.
I got to understand where you get the information from.
Yeah.
Show me the source. So he broke the source down. Al don't do too much talking. He pull it up and show you right in your face. So I'm looking it up. I'm like, wow. This one thing I read it. It was a company. It was two guys started a company, man. They running 9 kitchens out of 2 storefronts. What? Yeah, I'm gonna run it back. Ghost restaurants. They running 9 restaurants out of 2 storefronts.
So it could be like somebody selling Chinese food, somebody selling
Italian,
somebody selling empanadas, all in the same kitchen.
All in the same kitchen. Only for one roof.
And so the thing with the ghost restaurant, correct me if I'm wrong, so you make food out of like a kitchen, like
take
your home.
Out only.
Your home kitchen, take out only, and you get like Grubhub or
Uber Eats.
Postmates.
They deliver Seamless. It. But when you order from Uber Eats, they have like a menu. You don't necessarily know where these places are.
No, you don't.
You just see Thai restaurant. These are the different things that we have on the menu.
That they have.
So now you literally make the food in your kitchen. You have Grubhub, Uber Eats, come.
And you know, the rest of the social media, your Instagram, your Facebook, that people going to, you know.
Yeah.
So you advertise on that. You know, you can set a website up, advertise off of that. So one thing I did, you know, I'm already a platform on social media. So I started using Instagram. So I actually met a dude that was a chef. He do seafood real good. So I met him. You know what I do. I'm normally know how to hire. This was his profession. So I brought him around. I built the menu for 6 items.
Six items again. Yeah.
Built the menu up, and I put them to work, you know? But now I actually know, confidential, NDA. Here you go. It's another recipe. I only had one employee, so he knew everything. You know, all you need is one. It ain't too much walk-ins, and it's takeout only. So the tablet's banging. He hitting every tablet. Pick up, boom. Now you can do your time, because you can put 5 minutes to wait, 10 minutes to wait. DoorDash pick up, Grubhub pick up, you know, and take the food to the people, and they drive off with it.
And they never have any idea that it's coming from you.
Nope.
And like you said, you can have 7 different restaurants in one kitchen. Chinese, I got it. Pizza, got it.
We got it. Yeah.
Got it. So my main concept, you know.
Everything 3 minutes away.
So you got to be safe serving, things of that nature. You have to be tech, you know, licensed up and things of that nature. And also, it's some, you know, you got the pros and the cons. So the pros about it, yeah, you can do all that great things, but you have to make sure the package is good, like a restaurant. You have to package it good. It's still a restaurant, so you have to market it and ship it out right good. But the cons is that you can get bad reviews on Yelp.
Oh, that hurts you.
You can get bad reviews on Yelp or bad reviews on the Grubhub, the DoorDash, because the drivers can take too long. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
So the drivers can take too long and mess your whole product up.
You can't control the drivers, though, right?
You can't control the drivers at all.
So how do you get, like, if I wanted to start a ghost restaurant out of my kitchen, how do I get on Uber Eats? Is it like an application you got
to
fill out?
Yeah, you have to fill an application now. You have to have an EIN number. You know, you have to have the basics for a regular restaurant. You have to have the basics. So you have to fill out all that information. You know, they hit you back on an email. They do everything that you're looking forward to, how to open a restaurant. They send a cameraman out to take the pictures of your food. So everything.
Do they taste it?
No, they don't taste it.
But they make sure it's official.
They make sure it's official. So what I do private tastings. You know, any restaurant I create, I do private tastings. That way they can come. You know, my friends come over, they taste the food. All right, this the one. Nah, I don't really like this.
It's not a banger.
It's too seasoned. It's not a banger. So when I cook up for them, I'm like, all right, bet.
So you don't, I mean, you have some like uncanny hours, right? So like,
yeah. So
you want to talk about how much time is put into doing
a lot of time is put into these restaurants, man. Only to come to a sleep is a dream, but you have to get your rest. And I heard one thing, like, you rest, you rust. So be careful with your time, and you definitely got to be careful with your health as well. So I definitely be tired, you know, this restaurant industry, entrepreneurship, definitely, you know, put me in some sacrifices beyond my limits. I don't even see my children. You know, I got two young boys from one years old and 2 years old, Cheyenne and Kabir. So that messed me up with my entrepreneur lifestyle. Running a restaurant messed up my relationship with my child mother, you know. Me not having the time, me not being there for my, you know, for the family. I'm not even seeing my kids because I'm running the restaurants and things of that nature. So that really hurt me too as being a young father. So I'm trying to get that freedom back as well because, okay, you got freedom from not working for nobody, but now you're taking your freedom from your family. Like, they don't even get to see you. So my freedom got took from like that because being an entrepreneur. So that's the cons of the restaurant industry as well, and entrepreneur industry, that you don't even see your family because you're working auntie hours. You doing this, so you become a slave of the money.
Yeah, and that's the goal too, is to ultimately scale to the point where you don't actually have to physically work, because you're really trading one boss for another. In that scenario, it's like now the boss isn't Mr. Johnson, but the boss is Benjamin Franklin. Your boss is money.
Your boss is money.
So the goal is to actually be financially free to a point where it's not really about, I always say it's not about money, it's about freedom.
About freedom.
That's the most important thing. Peace of mind is, you can't put a price tag on peace of mind.
Can't put a price tag on peace of mind. So my mindset now is like, you know, all that's taken care of. Communication is number one. You gotta learn to communicate and let these women know that's actually taking care of these kids. Let your sons know. Let your family know, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm gonna sacrifice this time right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so now I do. I'm gonna get my kids 3 days out the week. I make sure I get them 3 days out the week. Like, I pause myself. I get a brother of mine that know the recipe and things, that know how to run a restaurant. I get an employee that know how to run it, and I step out and be a father as well. And that's my freedom as well.
Yeah, it's important, man. Like, I know that struggle, man. And it takes a lot of balance, like not being there to make it to a parent-teacher conference, right, or not being there to check the homework. And I remember when my daughter went to Chicago and she failed her spelling test. And I was like, damn, we wasn't there to study. You know what I mean? But having systems in place, having support, it makes it a lot easier, man.
A lot easier, so, because them kids is definitely a mental break for you as well. They definitely bring another kind of energy.
Right.
You know, that's free minds. That's fresh mindsets, because that's new smiles. So your children, you looking at them, you're like, wow, he's my broke best friends. He's my broke best friends. So I got to really, like.
Yeah, I mean, and in the end, you're doing it for them. Right. So like, anytime you feel tired, it's like, you know what? I can't be tired because I know what the future holds for him.
I know what the future holds for her.
We're just going to make this easier for them.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.